let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio with Father John Wargle. Welcome back, Father John. Good to see you.
What a wonderful place to be in yeah. Danny Gallagher's WSJF 97.7 haven right here.
Yes, this
we
is
We should have a picture, do you think?
This is my man cave.
Yeah,
I don't have one at home.
We should have a picture of this so our listeners can see this.
We should actually do that. That's a good idea. Put that onto maybe onto the YouTube, you know, site or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe we can make that work, right?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
so what are we up to?
We're really bringing together two things about Jacob's life before we get on with a Joseph story. And there's two posts that I have in the ancienthopes.org website. We have Jacob's temple encounter. And we also have what I call Stairway to Heaven, okay?
Yeah.
Now, when I mean Stairway to Heaven, I'm not thinking about the Led Zeppelin song,
yes,
okay? However
right.
you might think
That's
of
the first thing I thought of.
That's right. Isn't that strange, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a stairway.
Yeah, but everybody knew about the Stairway of Heaven before Led Zeppelin, right? Okay. So, I mean, everybody that was in the spiritual world, okay?
Yeah.
And I have no idea what they mean by it, and I don't really care to know.
And she's buying a stairway
right,
to heaven.
Yeah, well, anyways, okay, so here we go. Jacob's temple encounter, right? He's driven out of the land out of fear of his brother. He flees Haran out of fear of his uncle back into the country, yeah, of promise, the
mm-hmm.
land of promise, right? But as he's going out, he has this encounter that's really amazing, which is what's called the ladder dream, right?
Yeah, right.
When he comes in, he's going to have a wrestling, and that's what we're going to be talking about, I think, in the next podcast.
Right, yeah.
These are such amazing stories.
Yeah, now this is kind of interesting just for people that are like me that aren't super big scripture scholars or whatever. So this actually happened before he met Rachel.
That's right.
Yeah. See, the things got thrown around a little bit. And when I noticed that, I thought, oh, wow, this is prior to him going to see Laban and all that. Yeah.
I did that because I wanted to put these two together.
Yeah. Well, good
okay,
idea. Yeah. Because they do really go together.
They do. They're like bookends of something really holy.
Yes, true.
Okay, so he goes to sleep and he has a dream. And it's a ladder dream. Okay, now we must not think of some sort of wooden ladder, right?
It's what I thought of. It's what I've always thought of, actually.
Right.
A very long, like a 40-foot tall ladder.
Yeah, yeah. But then you had to figure out how is it that angels were ascending and descending in it without saying, move out of my way.
Yeah, right. Step aside, buddy.
Step aside. Right. And so you have to look at it in this ancient context, okay? And that is, it's a temple vision, okay? If you remember, we talked about in Genesis earlier about the ziggurats of Babylon. Actually, we have to understand this in the context of Babylon's tower.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you look at these ziggurats, you'll see that there are some massive steps going all the way up to the top. And remember what they wanted to do. They wanted to build a tower that reached to heaven.
Right, so they could see God.
Well, right.
And they would be in control of
That's
it because
right.
they were building it with their own hands.
Right,
yeah.
And so what this becomes is a cosmic mountain where the gods can proceed down. and there would be a meeting with the gods of the vegetation deities.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right? Sure. Yeah.
And then its foundations go down into the underworld, where all the underworld gods are.
Wow.
And so it becomes a place of discourse between heaven and earth. And as such, it's a magic mountain. It's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And the priests can access this power.
Wow.
Okay. That's what's going on here.
So they had all that in their heads. They had all that in their minds when they were figuring out how to do this and how high it would have to be and all those kinds of things, just on their own without God's support.
Yeah, and again, I mentioned before that God had to almost bend down and kind of squint his eyes to see. That's kind of what the Hebrew word there, to see what are these people doing?
Tiny little ants.
Little ants, right. And so it's in every human breast, so to speak, that wants to somehow ascend into heaven.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, every aspect of envy is really a projection onto somebody's mind that this person is experiencing heaven, eternal life.
Wow, yeah.
Right, I mean, isn't that when you envy someone's house or car?
Right, that's the thing. That's what I need.
Yeah, you know, and what that really is idolatry.
Yeah.
Idolatry is nothing less than envying someone else because in our perception, we think that they're in heaven.
Yeah. Okay. That's the ultimate
right.
It's what I need to be happy.
And of course, but if you ask the person who has these things and are seeing, look in their life, and you'll see it's not, right?
Yeah, right.
So every human wants to ascend, into heaven, mm-hmm. But they try to do it on their own, right?
Yep,
and mistake. That's the point of this whole thing.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's a guy that, from all practical purposes, is worthless.
Yeah. he seems to not deserve what God's about to do
for
him. That
is the most important point.
Yeah.
And this is all about grace.
Mm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because there's no way that he could work for this or whatever.
Right.
So it's just God gracing him with something extraordinary.
There's nothing in him, right? Except for that yearning, that desire, which is in all of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so he has a dream. And what Babel is trying to do on its own, in its own powers, God is just bringing it down to him in sheer grace.
Mm-hmm.
Sheer grace. Undeserving favor. It's right there, laid in his lap. Right?
Yeah.
And he sees the angels ascending and descending. And this means that he becomes part of this whole thing
mm-hmm.
because he can see it.
Yeah, sure.
And now it's a part of him.
Right.
Right.
He'll have memory of it when he wakes up, and so it's going to be something in his mind all the time,
right.
That image.
Yeah, so this guy's experiencing this. Now, this imagery of the ladder becomes huge, okay? Even Jesus brings it up indirectly in John chapter 1, okay? He sees Nathanael. He says, "Ho, an Israelite without deceit." Okay, now if you're a good Jew and you know back your story, who's he talking about? An Israelite without deceit. Well, it's somebody that comes from Jacob, as he did.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
But without deceit. It's almost as if he's surprised.
Yes, right.
Do you see
all
what I'm saying?
All of them.
So he's saying, I remember Jacob, Jesus is saying. I remember Jacob, right?
Yeah.
And I showed him this vision, right?
Yeah.
And that with, God at the top, that's what, would be the impression here. And he said, "You believe me because I saw you under the tree." Remember that whole thing in Nathanael under the tree, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you believe. You're going to see something bigger. And he alludes to, "You shall see angels ascending and descending."
Yeah, yeah.
So he is promised a part of this too.
Huh.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Morgel. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website,
and use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
You believe me because I saw you under the tree. Remember that whole thing in Nathaniel under the tree, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you believe you're going to see something bigger. And he alludes to you shall see angels ascending and descending.
Yeah, yeah.
So he is promised a part of this too.
Huh.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Right.
It's really
so Jesus
kind of a
speaks
throwback.
About the ladder there, okay? Mm-hmm. And then when you really think about all the spiritual masters, right? Saint Benedict, he has, he's inspired by this imagery, and he talks about the 12 steps and, to God, as well as Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, the steps of humility. He calls them the steps of humility, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to know anything about humility, you can look at Bernard on humility, but he uses this, imagery.
Same image, yeah.
Right. Dante, the celestial ladder, which he took in the seventh level of paradise. Paradise, you've got this whole thing, okay?
Yeah.
You have St. John of the Cross, which he speaks of a secret ladder, the ladder of faith, in his poem, The Dark Night of the Soul. You can go on and on. It just seems like almost all the spiritual masters are very much deep into this whole thing because they see the spiritual life as an ascent to God, right?
Right.
So all this stuff is inspired by this, okay? So it speaks of heaven. And this is kind of like what we call the ancient Near Eastern idea of what this is all about. It's connected to the Tower of Babel. It's cosmic in scope, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
This is a cosmic dream.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it brings the cosmos as we see it in the physical world and the spiritual world together.
Yep.
And the ladder is what does that. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
So that's the motif. That's on that level, okay, as we understand it in the ancient Near Eastern context. But if we just leave it there, it is moving. Don't you think it's moving?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The story itself is really amazing. And the fact that God does this for Jacob without him having any deservedness of it at all, that's all. And just the story itself is amazing that he gets to see this image and experience it.
Right. And so it stirs the soul.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But there's also another way of looking at this, okay, and that is allegorical. Now, what is an allegory? Allegory takes a story like this. It takes the elements of it and lifts it up into a higher story that's applicable for all time and is meaningful to me as the reader directly, okay?
Yeah.
That's what allegory does. And this thing is just open to a profound allegory, right? So he has a stone.
Mm-hmm.
Stones are not noted for being comfortable pillows,
right? Yeah, but he uses one as a pillow.
Yeah, he picks a stone and he uses his head. Okay, well, what does this stone represent? Well, the Bible talks a lot about stony hearts,
mm-hmm.
talks a lot about the sorrows of life, that we all run into. And so he is full of sorrow. He's full of pain. He's full of loss, full of confusion. I mean, he doesn't even know why he's the way he is.
Yeah, right. And he can't get out of it.
That's good,
yeah.
Danny.
Yeah.
He can't get out of it. He lays his head on his stone, and that's what that represents. But then if this stone represents something that we all have to deal with, right?
Yeah, sure.
Our heads are laid on a stone. And then we see the stairway to heaven. Now, as a Christian, as a Catholic, what do we see? We see really the ladder is the cross of Christ.
Ah.
Okay.
The north-south, the beam. Yes.
Yeah, you've got the vertical, mm-hmm. right, which is heaven and earth, transcendence touching the transient, right?
Yeah, sure.
And then you've got the outspread arms of Christ on the crucifix, mm-hmm. right?
On the horizontal.
On the horizontal, really embracing all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of us are laying our heads on stone.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's very important. And then there's a promise that God gives Jacob. He promises and reaffirms to him that he is indeed the heir of Abraham's promises.
Yeah, yeah, the land, the land people.
And seed and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, you know, that's amazing, right? That this errant human being has this laid in his lap. But Danny, that's the promise that God wants to give all of us. He,
right,
he really
and I think
does.
That's really what I got out of the story is that it's the same thing for me about Jacob. You know, I've thought about this a lot. If Jacob can have this experience, then we can all have this experience.
Jacob is every man.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just every man.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what does he do? He awakens from his dream. And this is beautiful. Awakening. Awakening is a big deal mm-hmm. in the spiritual realm, okay? Because he's awakened to a whole new reality that was always there, but he never saw it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Isn't that true for all of us?
Sure, yeah.
Right, right, right. So he raises bright with praise and awe, and everything is new. And that's what St. Paul says in Corinthians. If any man be in Christ, the Greek is kine katesis. Everything's new.
Yeah, sure.
Everything's new and everything's bright. You know, when you have an encounter with Jesus Christ like this, even though you have the ups and downs of life and what have you, but you walk as a creature that's awakened.
Right. It's like you come, well, he did come out of a dream. And then there's a sort of a renewed experience of life.
That's right.
I mean, I've had that experience
right.
before. So yeah, yeah, I know.
Right, right. Yeah. So what does he do? He makes a vow. I mean, that's what we respond.
Yes, that's said, it, yeah.
Jesus, you did this for me. I want to give my life to you. I vow to give my life to you,
mm-hmm.
right? Just like he vowed to give, you know, 10% of all, I mean, I'd love it if all our Catholic congregants would be 10% of
Yeah.
You know what
that
I mean?
Doesn't happen.
And, it doesn't happen. It's because it's really in parallel to the degree that we are truly awakened.
Right, sure. The degree that we've actually felt like we've right. experienced the
yeah.
love of Jesus,
right.
of God, yeah.
Because that's all of a sudden everything that's really, really important. That's what really matters, okay?
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
that's what propels you from the depths of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so he makes a vow, okay? So on this allegorical level, we see that it's not just Jacob asleep 3,000 years ago, and it's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Right? No, all of a sudden, it's me.
It's me, yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's us.
It's yeah. us.
Yeah.
And what a joy that is,
yep,
right?
And that's the great thing about the scriptures for me, is that yeah. I can read things, and it's just a story from a long time ago, until
right.
I have some kind of an experience that says, oh, this
yeah.
is what God is trying to say to me
yeah.
right now. Yeah.
Right. And then Christ comes contemporary to us. It's
yep.
not just some historical thing.
Sure.
And even Jacob becomes contemporary to us because we find that he is us. And that the experience he had, we can have that too.
Yeah. He reminds me of my cousin. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. Okay. So this is what the believers understood to be the stairway of heaven. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, listeners, this is not a term that's coined by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Comes from long ago.
It comes from long ago. That's right. Okay. This numinous moment, as we allegorize this, you know, and the church fathers allegorized it, have all been inspired by this great story.
Yeah. It is a great story, and it's unfortunately one that kind of gets lost in the bigger story of the Bible.
I mean, people...
Jacob's ladder.
And you hear people say, well, the Old Testament, you know, the New Testament is Jesus' love and all that sort of stuff. That's a heresy.
Yeah.
That's called Marcionism.
Mm.
Okay? It's very old, and it's dogged us in the shadows of the church for 2,000 years.
Sure.
It's the devil's alternative gospel, which is really an evil thing.
Okay? Sure, yeah.
Because
yeah.
if we cut ourselves off from the Old Testament, we cut ourselves off of Christ.
Sure. Well, and the foundations of who Christ is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Danny, I think we've said enough.
So once again, two posts. This is the post about Jacob's temple encounter and the stairway to heaven.
That's right. We put those two together. Right?
All mixed to one because it's a great story seen from two different ways.
That's right. Good.
Good. Okay. Thanks so much for coming in.
God bless. Bye.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.